This goes to Dr. Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Gendich, G-E-N-D-I-C-H, fax 616-527-3824, and to Palmer's Place AFC Home, fax 989-875-3759, regarding Bobby Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 9-11 of 1973. Dear Dr. Gendich and staff of Palmer's Place AFC Home, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Johnson, who is seen for stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was January 16th of this year. He continues to lose weight. He's lost another 7 pounds over the last 6 months, and he had lost 7 pounds the previous 6 months. He states that he is limiting caloric intake in order to lose weight, and he's feeling better. He can move better when he weighs less. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Blood sugars are actually better also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and his chronic edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril, 5 mg daily, chlorthalidone, 25 mg daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 308 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 70, pulse is 90, and oxygen saturation is 90% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, and no ascites, and he has 1+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 7th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.0, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 40. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.1, phosphorus 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, slightly fluctuating but no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, type 2 diabetes, also well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.